The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
It's the Good Day program. Not a good day for Prince fans. We spend our time talking about Prince here and there. That's what a lot of people are talking about. A lot of other things going on in the world as we share our friendship time together. I'm Doug with my friend Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. And Victoria Keelan is here along with Kara Schillen. The quote of the day today: everyone in the community ought to be urged to increase their sensitivity. That's sort of a thinly veiled warning. Government workers have been told in China not to date any foreigners because they might be spies. Dun, 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 dun. What happened to you?
It's happened here quite a few times with the Chinese spies, right?
Yes.
The Chinese spies
are dating American people who work as American government. I don't call them officials. Everybody thinks that just because you work for the government, you're a government official. No, you're not. Somebody who's just performing a task. Last night, I'm active in my local government because I complain a lot, and somebody said, you're going to complain, then you better do something about it. And so a number of years ago, I got onto the town meeting. I'm actually thinking about running for selectman. We're having a whole discussion here about changing the form of government in town to make it a city. Having said that, there are a lot of things that are going on that need some scrutiny. And one of the things is what we're doing with waste, with the trash that gets picked up here. You have no idea, no concept. There are a couple of numbers that are rattling around in my head today. Maybe there are three. Prince had 100 million record sales. That's one figure that's knocking around in my head today. The city of Houston saw 240 billion gallons of water fall on it this week. Can you conceptualize 240 billion gallons of water falling?
How many
buckets? Yeah, exactly. That's what I said. I'd like to know how many billion, trillion, jillion gallons of water there are on the surface of the planet. And then the other number that I found just amazing is the amount of trash that a community, I live in Framingham, is the largest town in the country, 70,000 people live here, and the amount of trash that we generate on a weekly basis. You want to take a guess in terms of tons, Victoria? How many tons? You live in New York, so whether it's been conceptualized, how many? It's hard to even begin to imagine.
Yeah.
When you hear the number of tons that we generate here a week, what is generated in New York. But do you have any idea? I mean, it's a silly thing to probably be thinking about, but Earth Day is coming, and so a lot of these things...
Dumb question, and this is back to never knowing metric. A ton is, like, what, 1,000 pounds?
2,000 pounds.
Okay.
A ton is 2,000 pounds.
Well, it obviously sounds like maybe 2 tons?
2 tons. Each truck carries 12 tons.
Whoa!
All right. Each truck has 12 tons in it. Rich, you want to take a guess?
I just pulled up some quick facts.
No cheating.
No, he can do that. He's
let me see.
Curious.
3.7 trillion pounds of construction debris, 710 billion pounds of hazardous waste.
You're talking about when the towers came down?
No, I'm just talking about how much Americans throw away.
Oh, yes. Yep, yep. Go those numbers again, because people don't even begin to realize. That's a good place to start.
Americans represent 5% of the world's population, but generate 30% of the world's garbage.
Right. Yes, we do.
We industry you know, pumps, wastes, all that stuff. Yeah, 4 million pounds of material. Americans waste or cause to be wasted nearly 1 million pounds of materials per person per year. That includes 3.5 billion pounds of carpet going to the landfill.
Yeah.
3.3 trillion pounds of CO2 gas emitted in the atmosphere.
Yeah.
19 billion pounds of polystyrene peanuts, the styrofoam peanuts.
Yeah.
19 billion pounds of that stuff.
Yeah.
28 billion pounds of food discarded every year.
Yeah.
360 billion pounds of organic chemicals and 710 billion pounds of hazardous waste.
All right. So ask Kara where she put the. There's a piece of sound here from the lady who is in the National Waste and Recycling Association. I want you to listen to the way technology is changing the way we recycle. And this all came to roost last night. We were talking about how much trash we have to haul from our community. Remember, I said each truck holds 12 tons. Each truck normally is filled twice a day. And there are 8 trucks that are doing this 6 days a week in Framingham. So you do the math. 8 trucks times 2 is 16 times 12. So we're generating 100-plus tons of waste in this community alone. And it costs, listen to this, it costs $62 a ton to bring it to the waste management facility where they eventually burn it. I mean, why this isn't being used to generate energy, this is one of the most, this blows my mind how much energy we waste and the corruption that comes. The oil companies have lobbied for years against burning waste. And they try to claim it's because of what it will do to the atmosphere. I mean, what you don't know about what's going on behind the scenes, it's comical almost to the point of being sad how these people have the influence they do over Congress and the process. They don't allow, we do not burn refuse to generate energy for one reason and one reason only, because it's not good for the oil business. That's it. When you look at the landscape where these landfills are a tribute to our craziness, we build these mounds of material that, because there's no oxygen getting to them, the stuff's never going to decay. I told this story any number of times, Victoria. Richie's heard me tell it probably 20 times. There was a company that was doing research here in Massachusetts on the effectiveness of landfills, because we have some huge, the town of Shrewsbury has a huge mountain of waste. So they drilled down 400 feet into this thing, and they brought up old yogurt containers and hot dogs and stuff that had been in the landfill for 20 years and hadn't decomposed at all.
Yeah,
because there's no oxygen getting to it. What are we doing to ourselves?
That's impossible.
No,
How does
oil get made? How does shale get made?
It decomposes because it is a natural substance. There's nothing about a hot dog.
Right.
It's natural. Or plastic that's in a yogurt container. That's the difference, Richie. It's organic.
Here, one last factoid for you. This one will blow your mind.
Yeah.
Americans throw away enough garbage every day to fill 63,000 garbage trucks.
There you go.
Which, if lined up end to end for an entire year, would stretch halfway to the moon.
Uh-huh.
Wow. See, it's stuff like this is why in our household, we just started composting.
Yeah.
And it's cut down on our garbage so much.
Right.
It's easy and it's free. I don't know why everyone doesn't do this.
One of the great things, in the last 8 or 10 years, I refuse to throw anything away if it's still got some value to it.
Yeah.
So we have a neighborhood Facebook page. And when I get, I had a bathroom mirror I took down. Normally, you would just chuck it in the trash because you replaced it with a newer one.
I put it up on the neighborhood Facebook page. Anybody need a bathroom mirror free?
There you go.
Boom.
Nice.
5 minutes, it's gone.
Actually,
somebody else is reusing that.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Toys,
I need a new bathroom. I have a. We yesterday, Meredith and I were trying to find a mirror for the small bathroom.
I'll send it to you. I've got
please.
Another one. I'll
send
it send to
it
you.
Send it to me. Yeah.
Cheers.
Okay, good. So multiply, anyway, that number Richie just gave you, multiply that by $62 a ton, which is what we pay in Framingham to get rid of our waste. We used to have an incinerator here, and it got closed down because the EPA said that it was creating, unnecessary odors, and there was another thing, unnecessary odors and emissions. And it interestingly was a part across the street from the radio station that I worked in for 14 years. So I parked my car there. And when I was teaching school, I'd go after school and park my car and go on the air and do my program. And I'd come out and there was ash all over my car because the incinerator didn't have scrubbers and brushes and stuff on it to hold the ash in. So everybody's cars and homes for a mile around were covered with this crap from the incinerator. And all they had, they shut it down. The EPA made the town shut it down. And the only thing they would have had to do is put scrubbers on the snouts of it. It would have cost $1 million to do it. We spend $4 million a year trucking garbage out of this town now, every year. So we could have saved ourselves from doing that by spending $1 million on this thing. In the meantime, they tore it down, and now they can't get the EPA to give them a construction permit to build an incinerator. So this stuff just gets hauled around everywhere. It is unbelievable. What a mess. Okay, so now we have all that food for thought. You'll find it interesting to know it's 18 past the hour here on Good Day.
Flooring project done for less with exclusive deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week at 20% off more than 50 varieties of easy-to-install North American and European laminate, like painted mountain oak and vintage acacia. And we've lowered prices on our pre-finished 3/4-inch solid hardwood floors. Get solid wide plank antique oak for just $199 or solid hickory for $299. And it's your last chance to grab hardwood clearance deals from our famous April sale. Better get it before it's gone. Plus, special financing for the best deals on over 400 floors. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops. They're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow.
English hops. Earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
Going on now at Guitar Center. It's Guitarathon. Your chance to save up to 30% on over 250,000 guitars, faces, amps, and accessories from major brands. Start your song with an Epiphone electric or acoustic guitar. Your choice, just $99. Strike a chord with a D'Addario 3-pack of strings for $9. Or plug in and play with instrument or mic cables. Buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center this weekend at Guitar Center's Guitarathon. In-store and online.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price Match, get a checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
That's negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. I've made contact before. In fact, according to J.D. Power, they've provided award-winning client service for 6 years in a row.
Roger that, QL1. It's nice to know they're out there, wherever they are.
Detroit Control. They're in Detroit. Over.
3, 2, 1...
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Future returns not indicative of future results.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Was the year this song made it to number 6 nationally for the year. And I was speculating earlier, Richie, that he had a red Corvette. I think I remember reading that someplace. Yesterday, Prince was found dead at the age of 57 in his home. Unresponsive is the way they put it from the local hospital staff that went in there. Found him in an elevator in his home. It's not clear what caused his death, but he had canceled a couple of shows on his tour. Hospitalized last week with what some said was the flu. But the real story is that he had an opioid allergy, if you will, or a reaction to taking, you know, I guess the worst thing you can think of with him is him being on heroin, but that's what opioids are.
When you it was the more prescribed kind. When you've got TMZ following you into a Walgreens 5 times in a week.
So he wasn't shooting up heroin. He was on some sort of prescription drug.
He was getting it from Walgreens. That was his drug dealer. Walgreens. Figure that.
He was a musician. He had 35 plus years, 39 albums. Played almost every instrument in all of the earlier albums, anyway, I think. Got 7 Grammys, took home an Oscar for the soundtrack of his film Purple Rain. I think that he was, you'd consider him a sex symbol, wouldn't you, Victoria?
Absolutely, for sure.
Richie, would you, because he, you know, there was always talk about him both for male and female gender symbolism. A lot of people who...
Well, that was his sign.
Right.
It was that with the male and the female sign.
Right, exactly.
You know, it's funny, when a girl I went to high school with posted yesterday, when I was a teenager, I used to love watching this late night show called Don Kirshner's Rock Concert and see lots of amazing talent.
Oh, it was a great show.
New.
RCA, one night he was an RCA guy.
Yep. One night I saw a small, delicate, beautiful boy with the most amazing voice, scintillating and truly admirable moves, who made a guitar do things I never knew it could.
Yep.
All my young heart's delight. And a thong and a trench coat. And that's what he was wearing on Don Kirshner's Rock Concert.
Surprising. All right, another song. This is a top 10 hit from 1983 as well, Delirious.
See, when you hear these, you recognize them all. One of the most important people musically in the pop era, and he's always mentioned in the same breath as Whitney and Michael. He had that kind of impact.
Michael may have been a bigger star.
Yeah.
But what instrument do you remember Michael playing?
Never saw him with an instrument.
I mean, I know he could play piano. I know he could. But this guy, Prince, did everything.
Yeah.
Wrote, played every single instrument, was able to perform like nobody's business, James Brown-esque, and had the whole fashion thing down. I mean, he did every single aspect of being a superstar entertainer.
Yeah.
It's true.
Well, he was. All right, here's another. This is, of all the songs that I think I ever liked of Prince's, this is my favorite. Maybe I'm just like my father, too. Maybe I'm just like my mother. She never satisfied. What a story here. Why do we scream at each other? Yeah.
This is what it sounds like. This is basically the summary of the movie Purple Rain and his family and his father and his struggles with his mom being beaten and the whole thing.
We know how people who are creative can tell these stories, and it's more difficult to tell them with words and music, but that's what he did. You can comment at Twitter. At Twitter. I keep doing that, Victoria.
At Good Day Show.
At Good Day Show. Facebook.com/Good Day. Lots of people talking about their favorite Prince song or your thoughts about the passing of Prince as we pass through some of the musical memories here on Good Day. It's 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, it's time to get the jump on fleas before they get the jump on your pets. If this is a scenario in your home where your dog is constantly scratching and you're starting to scratch, there are things you can do. As far as prevention goes, I found that fleas are much less likely to attack a dog or cat who's in good health and has a healthy skin and coat. Brushing your pet on a regular basis may be beneficial as well. And when it comes to treatment, you might want to speak to your veterinarian about treatment, but also don't just go to the pet store and buy all the stuff on the shelf, because a lot of them are toxic. They have a lot of chemicals. Try to approach fleas in a natural way. And if you want to find out if your dog or cat has fleas, here's my test. Roll them around in a white towel. If you see specks on the white towel, put them on a wet paper towel. If they turn red, guess what? You have fleas. And I don't believe in flea collars for dogs or cats, but get a flea collar, cut it up, put it into your vacuum cleaner bags. And when you vacuum the house and you vacuum up those fleas and flea eggs, they're not going to get out and reinfest your pet or your home. I promise, that's the way to do it. Oh, more next time.
Going on now at Guitar Center. It's Guitarathon. Your chance to save up to 30% on over 250,000 guitars, basses, amps, and accessories from major brands. Start your song with an Epiphone electric or acoustic guitar. Your choice, just $99. Strike a chord with a D'Addario 3-pack of strings for $9. Or plug it and play with instrument or mic cables. Buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center this weekend at Guitar Center's Guitarathon, in-store and online.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting, buggy riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Always a good day to bid you good day. Good day to you. Good day. 33 FDR. It's the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Rich McFadden. The discussion of global warming. Once again, is there a week that goes by that we can't get to the bottom of some other focus? The Houston flooding this week and all the rain that fell over a 48-hour period. I think they had rain through yesterday, almost a complete week. And so there are people who are focusing on that. There's 155 world leaders that are meeting at the UN starting this morning. They're trying to come around. They're signing this new document, I suppose, an agreement, whatever you want to call it, on how we're going to deal with global warming, grand ceremony. But can they deliver on the promises to fight global warming? Does anybody even really understand? If you go back, this is Earth Day, and this is, what, 25 years of Earth Day? When did Earth Day start? Anybody remember? I think it's been at least 25 years.
At least. Yeah. 75.
Yeah, maybe the 70s. I think I was teaching school, Richie, still. Yeah. So it would have been in the early 70s. Anyway, have we turned the corner in the political side of this? Because this is a very political issue. There are people who exaggerate it on both sides. People who say, oh my God, it's going to cause the end of the world. No. There are other people who say it's not a reality. No. It is a reality. But how much of it is really part of what we're creating versus what would naturally go on anyway? People in California happy because the drought seems to be over. The March miracle, as what they call it. I remember having this conversation with somebody who was a neighbor of mine in Santa Monica. Yes, a lot of people cut down their water use, but now the statewide order, which forced a 20% water cut, is pretty much over. The need for it's over. So are they going to change it? Yeah, there's some discussion about changing it. And, of course, the stadiums, you'll love this, Richie. The biggest complaint, the biggest reason isn't because they've had a lot of rainfall in California for changing the rule. The biggest reason is because the state water agencies, or local and state water agencies, have seen reduced revenue because of all of the water cuts. So they can't continue to flow, if you'll pardon the pun, with their over-bloated divisions of water, security, water, this, water, that. It's, you know, California's nuts anyway, and this is just another example of it. So we go further, and there's another discussion today about whether America is ready for a tsunami. There is, as part of this discussion, a plan to deal with killer waves that may hit the Pacific Northwest if there was a massive tsunami. And by the way, if you look back to the history of the planet, understanding that tsunamis are a result of earthquakes, the changing plates on the surface or under the surface of the oceans, when that happens, and it happens about every 500, 600, 700 years, there is a catastrophe. And there hasn't been a huge weather-related water event on the west coast of this country for about that long. So now California, Oregon, Washington, Alaska have gotten together to see what they can do to quote-unquote combat the threat of a tsunami. What are you going to do if a 40-foot wave comes in
Washington? Build a sandbar 300 miles out in the ocean?
I mean, this is so nuts. These people are crazy. You just have to have an evacuation plan if you know the tsunami is coming. Wasn't it, when was the, because of the Japanese tsunami and the ensuing problem with the power plant over there, there were things that came from that related to the tsunami that caused the problem that washed up on the shores of Hawaii about a year later. And then there was worry about a tsunami in Hawaii, I think, with a big storm there last year. But frankly, especially if it's an island like Hawaii, where are they going to go? Where is there?
Right.
Get to the airport fast.
This is pretty cool.
Now, is this an imminent threat, like within
the next year or two? No, it's hypothetical.
It's overdue.
It's due.
They say that every 400 to 600 years it happens, and it's happened about 400 to 600 years ago last time.
Right.
One of the things that they're talking about is whether they could use new technologies like drones with cameras that could send a video message of incoming waves, that we have plenty of warning.
If a wave is cresting, then I mean, you don't have a whole lot of time to evacuate.
What do you need a drone for? We have technology that matches.
You would think that they could see it in satellites, but maybe
it's
not. Of course
they can. They can see if they've had seismological measuring devices all around the planet. That's nonsense.
By the time a drone sees it and reports back to someone, it's probably too late.
Yeah. So anyway, the warning from the experts in the UN today: unless countries develop more ambitious plans, the world will ultimately suffer profound consequences, debilitating heat waves, food shortages, fast-rising seas. That's going to happen anyway, no matter what. You know, if you want to, the good side of this is, you want to invest in something that will give you a sure return, buy into any of the stocks for any of these companies that are involved in smart, made a lot of money doing it. There's a... in New York, where you are, Victoria, there's a new organization called the Sustainable Development Solutions Network. Don't you love it? It sounds like a government agency. The Sustainable Solutions Development Network, analyzing the need. It's just a question of when, not, I'm sorry, it's not a question of if, it's a question of when we will have dangerous climate change. But there's a lot of uncertainty over all of this stuff because it's not, you know, and we've had these climate change, the Paris thing a couple of years ago. We have these conversations on and on ad nauseum. What do you do? It's a great conversation. Yeah, I think it's, I love talking about this stuff, and because we're wrapping some of these things around Earth Day. Speaking of that, Richie, would you play, there's a piece of sound from a woman named Sharon Neese. who's from the National Waste and Recycling Association. And this is back to the technology of how do we find tsunamis. It's technology in general. This is technology as it helps the way we recycle.
Technology is being used, and advancing technology has really helped the environment in many ways on waste handling, including recycling. Recycling technology has improved in the last 40 years to the point where we now have single-stream recycling. You can put all your recyclables in one bin, and it gets sorted at the facility. And as a result, recycling has increased from 10% of the waste stream in 1980 to about 34% today. So it's pretty exciting.
All right. So I want to just, I'll underscore this with, I was talking earlier about the discussion we had last night at the town meeting about how we get rid of our waste and what it costs us to do that here in my town of Framingham. the reality is, listen to how silly this is. Because of the impact of environmental regulations, the number of people or companies that are going into this business is diminishing because the government makes it so difficult for them to get rid of the waste that we're creating that they're trying to prevent. Do you see what I'm saying? There were 13 companies in Massachusetts used to do this, now only three. And because of that, the price for getting rid of this stuff, I just told you, was $62 a ton is what we're paying to get rid of our waste. And we separate it. We have a truck that picks up the stuff that's recyclable and a truck that picks up the stuff that's just junk. And then they bring it to a couple of different places and they sort it out and yada, yada. It is a hugely profitable business for those companies that have invested or started early enough to reinvest and reinvest. These companies, the three that are left in Massachusetts, among the top 10 most profitable companies in the state. So there is money in Earth Day. There is money in waste. There is money in recycling. There is money in global warming and all that other stuff. And you put it all together, and one of the smart things that people who are investors are doing is investing in stuff like this. So maybe that's the bright side.
In a moment, imagine if you took like a you took like a food truck type mentality and actually drove around and just took one small town and knocked on doors and picked up everyone's compost.
Yeah.
Everyone would compost if they didn't have to do anything except take it out with their garbage. That's
the perfect
a profitable
facility.
Business right there.
I'd like to do that on my farm. I get a big pile of manure. You just mix all of the stuff like you're talking about in the manure pile,
yep.
And it becomes perfect. It's wonderful stuff to put on the soil. It really
yep.
is.
There's
it's
nothing
very
better.
Smart. Maybe I'll go into that business. How about
get out that old school bus of yours.
That's right. I got a number of them.
Make some stops.
Right, exactly. All right. Kelly Ripa and what's his face, Mr. Bunga Bunga, and the big story.
Otherwise known as Michael Strahan.
Yeah, he's a boob. Anyway, but the staff of the of the program is siding with Michael, interestingly enough, as Kelly is not coming across well with the way she reacted to all of this stuff. At any rate, we'll talk about that and some other television news. Best of TV for the week next here on Good Day.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint. When it comes to commercial vehicles, it's time to drill down to the details. If you're not driving the new Sprinter Worker from Mercedes-Benz, your van just isn't cutting it. The Sprinter Worker takes payload up a notch, carrying up to 3,512 pounds. Its cargo volume is cranked up too, with over 300 cubic feet of space. When it comes to safety, it's unmatched, but it's the price that'll really hammer it home. The new Sprinter Worker starts at just $32,495. It also has a service interval of up to 20,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. Put that in your pipe and weld it. Huge capacity, small price. Start
starting at just $32,495. The all-new Sprinter Worker, starting at only $32,495. Mercedes-Benz, vans born to run.
MSRP for a 2016 Sprinter Worker excludes all options, Texas title, registration, transportation, charging, dealer prep. Options, loan availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details.
If you could predict how long you'll live, would you? I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. Beyond Call. Scientists say all you need is a treadmill, a heart monitor, and a calculator to predict whether you'll be alive a decade from now. The test, named Fit Treadmill Score, is a measure of your overall fitness. This involves 3-minute trials on a treadmill with increasing speeds and degree of incline. Johns Hopkins cardiologists looked at 58,000 stress tests and created a simple formula to tell you how likely you are to die over the next 10 years. Findings supported what we suspected all along. Fitness level is the most powerful indicator of death and survival, even after accounting for all other variables such as genetics. We are warned that the test isn't foolproof and that it by no means predicts the toll worrying about dying can take on any of us.
There was 57 channels and 11 hours. 57 channels.
46 at the hour now on the Good Day program. So Kelly Ripa, somebody who spoke to her apparently, was interviewed in the New York Times today about what exactly happened. The paper said Ripa was called into a meeting after the show ended on Tuesday. The executive producer, Gelman, went in as well. General manager of the TV station WABC that produces the show for ABC Network said that Strahan was leaving. She didn't know it. She got upset, not with Strahan, apparently, but with the guy who runs the radio, the television station. And then she started talking about how she said to the management, "You get Strahan in here, and he's going to leave. He won't last. He'll get a better job. I told you this was going to happen, yada, yada, yada." I don't know anything more than my speculation suggests to me that she's going to leave, too. They're going to have then. And the people who have been saying that they're going to add another hour to Good Morning America, I can't help but think that that really is the strategy here.
Yeah.
So all this hoopla about the staff says they like Michael better. The staff doesn't realize that they're all going to get fired because the show's going to go away. But anyway, so I have, I'm ambivalent when it comes to him and her and the show. Here's something I'm not ambivalent about. I like the Shark Tank. It's a very good program. It kind of shows you how things really work. And once in a while they have celebrity guests on. This week, Ashton Kutcher appeared with Mark Cuban, and they partnered for a deal on a company making a surfboard. Listen to this.
A year after Shark Tank, our total sales have exceeded $1 million.
That's fantastic. That's wrong. Well, let me try that again. That's 378.
No,
378. So when I was a little kid, my mom used to take us down to the beach for the day. And when we were down there, we would literally try to find anything that we could ride away with, from broken surfboards to frisbees, even our flip-flops. But our favorite was the fast food tray. It wasn't until I started traveling around the world that I met other surfers that did exactly the same thing. And that's why I started Slide.
Wave riding boards that literally fit in the palm of your hand.
This is so not my space. I'm from Iowa. I'm like a farm kid, all right? So I would need a partner. And if Mark would be willing to partner with
absolutely
me on the deal.
I could take it into Tower Paddleboard. They have the infrastructure. They have the media. You'd walk in right into a huge customer base.
I'd be willing to do the deal, $200,000 for 25% of the company.
That's what I would do. What?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Don't really want to go above 20%.
If you walk away and you're going to think to yourself, golly, that 5%, was it really that important?
5% is a lot. Let them get give up because over time it's going to be worth a lot of money.
This is cool because you're cool.
Ashton, let him get his offer out.
Cool. Why would I want him to get his offer out?
That is a good show.
I tell you what, Ashton Kutcher is one slick dude, man.
Very smart
guy.
Very smart.
He plays dumb, but he'd be very smart.
No, he's a smart guy. All right, do we have time for this clip from James Corden talking to Gwyneth Paltrow? Play as much as you can.
Not all of it, but we can try.
Yeah, this has a secret talent that you can do
without a guitar, phenomenal 80s guitar solos with your mouth. Is this true? And how does one learn that you can do this?
With my mouth?
Yes. Is that not true?
I mean, like,
not with
sing,
your mouth? Right? You make
I mean,
noises.
I sing a guitar solo, but right. I don't like play the guitar with my mouth.
We all have to hear it, wouldn't we? I mean, it feels silly to talk about it unless we can hear it.
It only really works if you're singing along with the guitar.
Right. What's good for you? What's a good one?
I mean, you know, like shook me all night long.
AC/DC.
Did it shook me or shook you?
Do you know that? Do you know it? Do you?
Oh,
of course he does. Look at that man's beard.
I can't picture Gwyneth Paltrow doing that. That's funny.
51 past the hour on Good Day.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you would like to get away, we have with us at the moment Pauline Frommer, who is, along with her father, famous for helping people travel. Frommers.com, the Frommers Travel Guide, has been so famous for so many decades. We'll talk with Pauline about some of the experiences she's had and what advice she has in a matter of moments here for your traveling convenience.
Going on now at Guitar Center, it's Guitarathon. Your chance to save up to 30% on over 250,000 guitars, basses, amps, and accessories from major brands. Start your song with an Epiphone electric or acoustic guitar. Your choice, just $99. Strike a chord with a D'Addario 3-pack of strings for $9. Or plug in and play with instrument or mic cables. Buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center this weekend at Guitar Center's Guitarathon, in-store and online.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger.
for the ones who get it done.
55 past the hour here on Good Day. Pauline Frommer from the Frommer Travel Guides. What I want to underscore is that the 100 guides that have been done by the Frommers over the years are extraordinary. You can't really travel, make plans without using these guides. So you can check them out at frommers.com. So,
thank you, Doug.
You're welcome. So this week, we always try to highlight whatever was big. You were traveling in Florida, and you found something pretty unusual that people ought to know about. What's the story?
I was traveling in a part of Florida that people on the East Coast don't know well, but the South know very well. It's called South Walton. And if you ever saw the movie The Truman Show, you've seen this place. It's this 26-mile-long stretch of bright white sand because it's pure quartz, so it's some of the whitest sand you've ever seen. 40% of it has been kept in nature preserves, so much less developed than the rest of Florida. And along these 26 miles, they've built 13 communities and done it in a very intentional way, which kind of gives you this feeling of traveling to different countries in each community. Like there's one called Rosemary Beach that was all done in Tudor style. So suddenly you're in merry old England. And then another community, and these are all places where you can rent houses. They're not gated communities. They're places with shops and restaurants. Another community looks like it's from Morocco. And the third one was the set. It wasn't built to be the set, but it was the background for the Truman Show. So it's this idyllic looking place with wide porches, with houses right next to one another, so people sit on those porches and drink their cocktails in the evening and chat with their neighbors. And it's a place that has drawn artists. It has these incredible inland coastal lakes. It's just a very, very different slice of Florida that caught me totally by surprise.
Yeah, I find myself when it comes to Florida nonplussed most of the time, but there are places I like. I know South Walton you're talking about. I also like Del Rey. They've done a fascinating job. I had dinner once a couple of months ago on a restaurant right next to the train tracks. Have you been into downtown Del Rey? How they rebuilt that whole area, and you can everything rumbled. It was a great restaurant. We were eating outside with a couple of friends, and the trains pouring through. It's really a bizarre experience. But there are a lot of places in Florida that are kind of like that. A lot of places you can forget about, but some of them are kind of cool. All right, let's talk about the Marriott chain saying they're going to give you a 10% discount if you book directly with them. This is kind of a slap in the face to all of the sites that are interested, hotels.com, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So Marriott's tired of those deals, are they?
Well, they have to give up 20% of their price to the third-party sites when people book through them. So they're trying to get people to book direct. But those 10% discounts don't necessarily stick. Days after they announced them, we looked on the third-party sites, and they were still offering lower prices through them if you booked and paid in advance. So take it with a grain of salt.
Wasn't the Marriott responsible for that hoopla in Nashville? Wasn't that the Nashville Marriott?
It was.
That's what I thought. I think I've pushed the Marriott out of my mind. Okay, Pauline, thank you. Pauline Frommer from the...
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-